We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. How are we feeling out there, huh? How are we feeling out there? Going up 2-1. That's 2-1 in Boston. Oh, you think you took that home court advantage? Nope. Yoink. Take that shit right back, motherfuckers. Right back. Right back without Jimmy Butler in the second half, too. I just want to point out who is the best fucking player in the entirety of the playoffs. And no one, he's still not a superstar, apparently, but whatever. Fuck it. And then, you know, but like, players dropping left and right. Celtics, Marcus Smart goes out. They're like, oh man, that really sucks. So Jason Tatum comes out. Nah, they're both back in like a fucking play later. Did you fucking take that class from like fucking Paul Pierce? Did you like shit yourselves? And you're like, you think, oh, this is what makes you a legend, I guess. What the fuck is up with that? I don't want all these injuries. Adam Silver, we're going to fucking have a real serious chat at the end of this fucking season because you're a goddamn monster. You should be fucking sent the Guantanamo for fucking heaven. You were the Eastern Conference Finals. It's the Eastern Conference Finals, and you have a day off in between every fucking game. Are you kidding me, dude? Doesn't matter, though. Didn't fucking matter. We fuck Boston in Boston. Fuck all those fucking sad-ass white people. Look at this fucking dude here. Look at that dude. The fuck? Look at this fucking guy. This is for you, buddy. This is for you.
Where was he at on right. January 6th?
Human exactly. embodiment January 6th.
Fuck him. Fuck all those people. This game, top to Bam Adebayo, clearly listened to everyone out there that was complaining about him. And good, with good reason, because Bam offensively hasn't been shit lately. But Bam fucking ended all that tonight. We see what he can do. He was absolutely dominant. Victor Oladipo comes in. You pick up the fucking slack when Jimmy goes out. Fucking defensive monster. He's a fucking monster, Victor Oladipo. Who cares? Scored 5 points. Who gives a shit? Did you see? He's fucking stealing left and right. This was honestly one of the gutsiest, culturiest, fucking amazing wins. Good fucking thing we didn't win because Jesus Christ, if we lost this, man. Oof. Ooh. I don't know. But it doesn't matter.
I would have called out.
Take me out, brass. Who do we got on our panel tonight? Oh, man. What's up? How we feeling, people?
Let's go.
Amazing.
Alpha's in here tonight. He may or may not pop in later. He had a little gender reveal today, so he's hanging with family and shit. Understandable. It's understandable. Listen, you know, Derek White can miss time for, well, it's not a birth of Alf's kid, but, you know, whatever. You get the point.
Listen, we have enough, just like the Heat do.
Let's go around. Let's find out what everyone's drinking, and let's hear everyone's player of the game. Let's go. Whew, man, I'm exhausted.
I am too.
I am exhausted.
Orange slices for everyone.
We earned it tonight.
All right.
We earned it.
Moose, what are you drinking? Who's your player of the game tonight?
Well, as always, we're celebrating a Heat win with some monkey shoulder against the Boston Celtics. Fuck off over there. Okay, my player of the game. Listen, we needed everybody tonight, so we could list a lot of people. But I gotta go with PJ Tucker. His defense was incredible tonight. You could see the team rally around him, especially in the second half when he knew that he needed to step up when we lost Butler. He never gets enough praise. So tonight I wanted to make sure we let off the discussion with PJ Tucker, the human embodiment of Heat culture. Gotta hit him one time with a drip drop.
It wasn't Tyler tonight? Yeah. No? No?
We'll get to that later.
Who's your player? What are you drinking? Who is your player of the game tonight?
I'm drinking some water. I got a championship game to get to in the morning.
Oh, all right.
Yes. Speak on it. Yes.
The Heat have got one of those coming up pretty soon. Now.
Yes.
I had to break out the Casey Bannerman exclusive.
Yes.
Look at that.
Hell yeah.
There we go.
Yes.
Get it, Bam. Bam. Get it. Get it. Get it, Bamonte.
And that's what it is. That's why it's so frustrating. We know that you can do that. Mm-hmm. Why do we got to get to these points in whatever run of games we're having that we're like, fuck, we need a Bam game. Beautiful scoring output. Still had like 7 assists. Or last I remember had at least 6. Let me pull the score up. But just felt his presence was felt. He felt impactful. You knew that he was on the floor, whether or not he was scoring or what have you. But knowing we needed a big scoring output. And just the rest of the team as a collective, they needed to close this out without Jimmy. I think Jimmy needed to see them do it. And I hope that they feel good about themselves. I had game 3 being close. And this is a good one to steal. And because they stole this one, I wouldn't be surprised if they took 4 by something.
There we go.
13-17. So an incredible win. I'm super happy with them tonight.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Hell yeah. Christian, we haven't seen you on here in a minute, at least with a decent internet. What are you drinking tonight? And who's your player of the game?
I'm drinking Mezcal. And my player of the game was obviously Bam. But it's like I'm really torn about celebrating him at all because it seems like we all collectively just have to shit on him.
Yes!
Do what he is so clearly capable of doing. And it's like, and if it was, you know, again, maybe it wasn't him, maybe it was Spo, and if it was Spo, shame on him. Shame on whoever was involved in, you know, not immediately enabling this absolute god of basketball that is just sitting on the roster, right? 42 minutes tonight. And also, big fucking shout out to PJ Tucker, 38 minutes at 37 years old. Look at that shit. Mm-hmm. That's some culture shit right there.
Got him.
Hell yeah, it is.
Shout out to the heavy D painting in the background, too.
Damn it, Kenny.
No, that's a good one. Yes.
Brian, what are you drinking? Player of the game. Let's go.
Oh, man. I'm drinking that Essentia because the last time we won, I was drinking this. So I kind of kept it going. Honestly, Jimmy Butler couldn't play the second half, but that is a sponsor. So go drink that shit. It's good. I like it. You know, it's a little pricey, but fuck it. I'm white, so I can afford it.
Whoa. Big of you to admit
that.
Take him out.
I want to know my player of the game. My player of the game is Victor Oladipo. Bro,
Take him out. And you definitely ain't picking the blackest dude on the team. No. Sorry. Next, my turn. My turn.
All right, Tiff.
Hello.
Go off, Tiff. Go off.
Shut up, Moose. If you like bright and damn near white, don't talk right now.
Come on,
Tiff. Get him, Tiff.
Man, listen, I stopped drinking 2 hours ago because I needed to. My shit was blurry. But good thing I cleared up or I would not have seen that defensive clinic that Vic put on. That's my player of the game. Also, Max Struess, take me out, brass.
Okay.
Max. Yo, somebody say I'm racist in the chat. In the chat. They don't realize black people can't be racist.
He said that he went with Kehinde Babatunde Victor Oladipo.
All right, Kenny, what are you drinking? Who is your player? Come on.
Oh, man. So I'm drinking sweet tea with a little bit of Tito's in it because I don't know how to make drinks.
Sweet
Tito's. My player of the game. I'm going a little different route. My priority game is Ron Artest, Rasheed Wallace, Dennis Rodman, anybody who's ever made a referee uncomfortable, because what the fuck was that? Siobhan, cover your ears, by the way. That's some of the worst officials that I've ever seen in my life. And just the officials the networks. Like, so first of all, I had some family stuff to take care of, so I missed the first quarter and a half. I get home, I see it's an ass whooping, and it's more of an ass whooping going into the half. Not really, but that doesn't fit my narrative, so I'm going with more of an ass whooping going into the half. And the whole halftime show is Celtics praise. Not one thing about, well, it was like Bam did some stuff, and hey, the Celtics are still in it, and all this other shit. And then the fucking Marcus Smart, he did roll his ankle fine, but when they went put the camera on him, like, and action. Running out like, what the fuck? When do they ever have cameras in the hallway for an injured guy? I've never seen it in my fucking life. Brass mentioned the Paul Pierce thing. That was also weird. And just understand, Larry Bird retired 30 years ago. Nobody gives a fuck about the Celtics like that. So for the NBA to keep pushing this, like, it's gonna work, cut it out. Adam Silver, he let Al Horford back with COVID. Adam Silver looks like COVID. There's a whole bunch of shit going on that I just don't like. You can take me out, Brad, because I'm going out of steam, and I'm going to end up saying some real troublesome shit. So
I kind of want to keep you in for that. Let's go.
That's kind of why we do the whole music thing.
Saturday night, man.
That was such a disgraceful display on the broadcast and the referees. I don't know what
that. Well, I'm excited to see what the discourse is going to be nationally about this game, because it's always been like, well, this player is out on these players are on the Celtics. Yeah. Never about anyone missing any time on the Heat, right? So Kyle comes back, and by the way, major impact, right? What
huge.
You can see what happens to this team when you have an actual certified point guard out there setting other players up, and you felt it from the jump. Now, he went back to the locker room at one point to sort of get some shit sort of stretched out or, you know, whatever. Keep fresh. That's fine. That's going to happen. We're going to see that with Kyle right now because he's not 100%. But considering how we saw when Kyle came back from his injury during the Sixer series, this is a different Kyle. Like, Kyle clearly is in a better spot. Hopefully he keeps us up. So he's got to stay fresh. But then Jimmy goes out for the entire second half. And, you know, and we found out, like, right before the third started that it was right knee inflammation, I believe, right?
Yes.
Right knee inflammation. Yeah. Hopefully, yeah, I think he's going to be fine going forward. But obviously, all of us, you know, we're like, oh, fuck. Oh, boy. Because the Celtics were tightening up a bit at the end. But the game, if Jimmy were in, I felt very, very confident about that game. Jimmy missing the second half was like, okay, this could go either way. So then Smart goes out for a bit. Tatum goes out for a bit. But for the most part, Celtics had their players tonight. And now not Robert Williams. So that's going to be an excuse right there. They're going to say, well, Robert Williams, it would have a totally different outcome if he were there. But free throws, you can't throw the free throw shit at our face because they had 30 attempts. The Celtics had 30 attempts. The Heat had 14. So there's a major disparity there. And I think it's kind of rare to win these kind of matchups with when you're on the other side of that in these like really kind of grinded out kind of games.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be interesting. I mean, Moose, what do you think is going to be? Are you expecting Heat praise in the national media, or is it just going to be like, well, the Celtics got kind of the raw end of the deal here?
Listen, I'm actually really glad that we started with this discussion. I know that we were going to get to the halftime stuff because I didn't get to hear it. I was in the car driving. I got a thing. I go get coffee at halftime. It's like a ritual thing. So I felt like I had to do it. Anyways, but the reason I bring that up is because what I did hear is all that the Celtics were doing to cut that big stretch that we had. And that was playing in my mind. Then when I got the Jimmy news, just like you said, it was a gut punch, and I felt the energy when I got back and I was watching the game. I felt the energy shifting towards the Celtics in that. That's when Kyle and PJ Tucker, you know, came together and the defense, you know, we stole this game, and that's what's going to be the national story, that we stole it. It's not going to be that the Heat gutted this out and won it the way that we've been doing all year. This is what the Heat have been doing all year. When somebody goes down, everybody comes together to steal this game, and collectively we're better when we feel like our backs are up against the wall. Now, I don't think we're going to get any love for this win, though. I do think it's going to be that the Celtics let this one get away.
Well, I think, I think that whoever won, I think that there was going to be a close 1-1 and that that game itself would be a steal, whether it was, you know, from Miami or Boston. Will people have that opinion? Objectively, probably not. But I think that it's been so heavily highlighted how important Jimmy has been for this team. And so I'm curious if they will give the rest of the team credit for understanding how important Jimmy has been and still pulling it out themselves. Because, yeah, Boston did make an incredible run, and they could have let the rope go entirely.
Yep.
But they didn't. And that is to the credit of Kyle and Max. And Max hit that incredible shot. They were up three, and that gave them a little bit of a cushion. And so this, Brad, I think you're absolutely correct in kind of, you know, how will it be spun? But it also, like, we know what time it is. For the most part, with respect to the national story and with Miami. Right. People watch their teams, right? Like, people don't really watch all these other teams as intently as they do theirs. And even then, still probably don't know what it is that they're watching. Right. So it will be interesting because Jimmy has been such a big load bearer for us, and the rest of them didn't let the rope slip. So I will be kind of curious. I don't care. I can't, it's hard to listen to any of that.
Exactly.
But the players don't care.
And that is
right.
And people say that they don't care all the time, but I believe that group of individuals really don't give a fuck, because they've all been underestimated their whole kind of thing anyway. And so, you know,
right. But look at it this way, Shy. We talked about it. We've been talking about it all year. Everybody, you know, from outside the house has been saying, why y'all playing Gabe? Why y'all playing Max? Why y'all playing Vic? Why y'all doing this? This is why they played all year. And I kept telling people, you got to get these players some burn, because you don't know who the next man up is. And we found out tonight, the next men stepped up. And like you said, Max hit a big shot. You had Bam leading the way in scoring. You had Vic leading the way on defense at the end. Like, you had guys who, honestly, everybody had counted out all season stepping up throughout this game. That should be the headline. That's what you should be running with. No Jimmy Butler, the Heat still get the win. That's the headline. But honestly, do we give a damn? No, because we got the win, and we don't care how we got it.
No matter how it comes.
Exactly. By one or by 20.
The score that matters is 2-1.
I just think it's so impressive, because there was no singular playmaker like we have seen, like, of coming from Jimmy this entire playoff run in the second half. So without Jimmy there, it's like, well, fuck, where are we going to get it? But you know where they really got it? They were very grateful to have the lead that they did. And that lead came from their elite defense, right? So they were able to make players. They were able to set up plays and do this kind of stuff. That's why it's going to be very difficult for them to talk about it, because they hate talking about that kind of shit. They need to show highlights.
That the Heat played incredible defense because they didn't score anything in the fourth. We only had 6 points in the fourth quarter. And you're going to hear more negative things in that regard than you will positive.
So I know exactly what the conversation is going to be. And I'm going to hate it, so I'm going to ignore it. But it's going to be surrounding Jason Tatum's injury, because he's the quote-unquote superstar. So we haven't pointed this out, but, like, he was writhing in pain, quote-unquote, hurt on his shoulder, right? He went to the bench for, like, 45 seconds. By the way, they had the camera ready for him, too. They filmed his entrance back in. Again, never seen that before in my life. But he came back in, and his first play in the game, he dove on that shoulder.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't know if anybody noticed that aside from me.
Straight into Van. Van Gundy at one point called out that he used that shoulder to ram into somebody setting a screen. And he's like, damn, that shoulder injury went away.
Shoulder's
quick.
Feeling real good.
they have incredible
doctors.
Yeah. I think he finished the game 3-for-14. So it's going to be about, because remember in the bubble, when he was having that horrible first half, they just started saying he was injured. And he was, after the game, was like, nah, I'm good. I just struggled. And so it's going to be some of the same stuff tonight. I'm going to ignore it.
They better talk about how he got outplayed by Max. That's what they better talk about.
Mm-hmm. I want to put up this here because, to me, the thing that really pops off of this is if you look at how many fucking steals we had as a team.
Yeah.
19
Yep.
steals. 19 in an away game in Boston. The whitest crowd ever. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a Guinness record. It's fucking crazy and terrifying circumstances. And they did 19 steals.
Look at Kyle. 4 steals with a torn up hammy.
That last one at the end was crucial.
Yeah, it was.
And it scared me a little bit, too.
He did scare me, yeah.
He scared me because you could see the energy started to wane with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's obviously because of the loss of Jimmy. So you knew they were going to say, whatever you got, give it to us. But when he dove.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah. Sorry, Brian, I cut you off. Go ahead.
No, you're good. I'm just looking because I wanted to see how many minutes he played. So he played 29. So it was about how much I thought during the pregame show what we did with Siobhan. I was saying, I think he could play 30 minutes. And he did. Yeah. He played 29. He gave you, I think, enough offensively. He gave you 11 points, 4-11 shooting. The assist is obviously great, but the steals are particularly like the defensive end. Like he was able to hold his own a lot, especially on the boards, like able to box out a lot of the Celtics bigs so that we could get some of those possessions. I thought one of the biggest things really, and honestly, like the biggest thing to me of this game is that they were able to at least hold on to those runs that the Celtics were coming, because Jaylen Brown was insane. We need to give him credit because he
40 points.
He played an amazing game. And yet we still were able to almost go basket for basket towards the end when we were able to get that max three. That was one of the biggest threes he's probably made in his career. I'm happy that he made that because honestly, we need that fucking shit from him because he's our best shooter. Duncan didn't give you anything in this game besides that one layup. So having him still spread the floor for you was amazing. And then obviously that Bam shot, like we have to give him credit. Like he was aggressive. He made all of his mid ranges for the most part. I think he was shot over 60% for the game. I have to look at the box score again, but just everything that we wanted from this team in terms of helping Jimmy out, especially after what happened game two, where Jimmy basically was carrying the team throughout the game. Like they stepped up. And if now Jimmy can come back, there's news I wanted to share too. But Jimmy's apparently, is going to be probably available for game 4. Quote from, let me see. But actually, there's a quote from Spo right now. So quote from Spo, he says he didn't have his normal explosive burst. He's been able to manage this. The next 2 days will be really important. His competitiveness will overtake everything. At halftime, the trainers made the call for him not to play. So that is what happened, apparently. And I guess it kind of makes sense because he wasn't that aggressive in the first half, even though I felt like he was a good decoy for Ban to get going. So that was awesome. But in terms of his injury, I'm going to steal this from one of the reporters for the Heat. So basically, it just says he'll be okay. It's nothing serious. And pretty much they're expecting him probably to play game 4. So he'll get the treatment he needs and he'll probably play game 4.
I still think this is Jimmy just going like, nah, let those motherfuckers do it. I want to see him work.
I hope so.
Right. He probably was a little sore.
A little sore.
He probably was a little sore. And he went into the locker room. Well, and then you also think of it this way. Had he say he was a little sore. The risk is him agitating it more and then missing the rest of this game and the next game. Correct. So to me, I think that what with that lead, that was the smartest thing to do.
Smart
you know
basketball.
What? Yeah. Bam is out there, and we got, as Charles Barkley says, the others. Because he probably don't know anybody's name, so
just
it's the
banging
others.
And banging and yeah.
Well,
and
just let
them figure it out.
On the flip side of that, I think Marcus Smart in particular, his looked like that hurt bad. that ankle. I thought he was for sure out the rest of the game. Didn't necessarily think it would be bad enough to be out the next one, but for the fact that they rushed him back out again, and he was kind of limping on the way back too.
He was.
So the fact that they got him back out there really does lead me to believe they're like, we really need to win this game.
Yeah.
The Celtics are not comfortable. They're very, very uncomfortable in the series right now. And I just think, I mean, man, this series is so good. Fuck, it's so good. And it's honestly, it's a goddamn shame that it's almost being ruined by lack of rest in between games.
Yeah,
Christian, have you ever seen this where you don't even give an extra day for travel and it's the Eastern Conference Finals for travel?
No, I mean, I've been following the league for a long time. I swear they would at least have 2 days, especially if, you know, they're covering at least 3 hours in the air or something like that. Like, I don't even understand why they're doing this. Wouldn't you want to extend this out as far as
through this?
Right. Like, yes.
What is the rush? I don't get it. Like, honestly, it's like Adam Silver is trying to do everything in his power to get people to hate him, and people still don't give a shit. But I'm going to start giving a shit, buddy. Like, I'm going to be real loud about it. I'm going to see you.
I will say, and this is in no way defending the league because I think it's bullshit that they're doing the back only one night off in between. But I know that this year they're dealing with the NHL for the first time because TNT is also one of their partners as well as ESPN. And the NHL playoffs are going on at the same time. So that's something that they're trying to balance this year. I don't think we're going to see this again next year. I think this is a one-off. The NBA sees that this is terrible because look at all of these fucking injuries that are going on in the middle of this game.
Right.
You know, that's shit that can be avoided with just a little bit of extra rest in between.
Again.
This is the Eastern Conference and Western Conference Finals. This is not a time where you should be, you know, fucking rushing through this shit. It's a detriment to your product.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Wait, but I'm sorry, because I've been like holding that laughter for the past like 7 minutes. Somebody reminded me, like, Jason Tatum faked that injury on the play where Victor Oladipo stripped him, which, like,
because he was embarrassed.
Your star player, hey man, this 17 soft as shit, man.
He was embarrassed.
Like, that's what you, man, get back on defense, you bitch. You can take, like, oh man, that's
Oladipo, 20 minutes. Oh, sorry, Tim. Yeah, 20 minutes and 4 steals. I mean, his defensive impact is really. I mean, keep in mind, remember last year when we got Victor Oladipo and we were like, and those 4-ish games that he played, and you saw like the defense on the team completely turn around.
It's because, like, he can do it by himself.
He does not need help.
He doesn't need help. That is the whole point of a him.
Yes.
And he hasn't been, like, has he been, you know, as clean with it leading up to now? No. Has he been, you know, has he had, like, great offensive games? Not at all. But those are the things, like being able to take a Jason Tatum one-on-one, being able to, when Jaylen Brown was on that run, he switched on him and Jason, like, forced up a bad three. Jaylen Brown cannot dribble. I've had Boston fans tell me that motherfucker cannot dribble. And so to stymie him with someone who is a great on-ball defender, it just made sense. And he came in, he did the job. And, yeah, that is the value in him being able to do it by himself and not having to need help and causing all these extra rotations that then lead to terrible closeouts and flybys and all this other stuff.
Absolutely. So, Vaughn, I mean, obviously you have a great eye for the game. I think we should go to your breakdown. What do you say?
Come on. I think we need to.
Let's do it. Oh, hold on. Hold up. Let me break it down so it can forever and consistently be broke.
I'm about to say, Kenny, shut up. I was about to say something about anyway. Go ahead. Starting with Brass. What?
Saying the difference between short.
Let's start over.
So some offense and I think a defense. So just first possession. Just look at where everyone is like starting. Everyone is all the people in this frame, right? And then as we push, go ahead. Jimmy running hard, Bam coming, and then just Max just walking into, just being able to walk into a clean three right off the rip. I don't know, Daniel Tice was nowhere near Jimmy, and so him coming down and clearing and then taking himself to where he should have been, like to where Tice, taking himself to Tice, continuing to not have anyone over here in trail. I don't know, Jason is loafing, so. You know, this is a good first possession. Go ahead. Here, pause. So I've been talking a bit about where the space to score is against this team. So you have some Bam, Gabe, Ashton, Duncan. Got some Duncan minutes. I wish we could have saw more. He came in and got in quick foul trouble. Got Duncan in the corner.
I think it was enough.
Huh?
I think it was enough. He got a couple fouls, and I was like, all right.
But they closed out hard on him one time, and he had the dribble and that little runner. Like, there's space for him a bit, I guess. I don't know. Let me not get ahead of myself. So, Sam and Gabe, and then Caleb. I think that's Tyler over there. Go ahead.
Ugh.
So, pause. Exactly. So, go back a little bit, Bam. Bam. Brass. Go ahead. Pause. So.
That's a shot.
That is a shot.
It is a shot.
All that space. Yeah. Bring it back again. There was. He could have shortened his steps. It could have been a shot even quicker.
Right off the curl and
he
go.
He could have stayed on the wing. Pause. So cool. But this is the space where they've been trying to operate and haven't been able to. And even still here, he's overpenetrated a little bit. He probably should have been probably still closer to the elbow. But this is a fine finish. But yeah, like space because of movement and. You know, Boston, they're a good defensive team, but I've watched their players get lost with motion. Go ahead. When there's nothing happening and it's a bunch of one-on-one basketball and they're able to stay in between, they're good. But when you're moving, it's
right.
A bit different.
They can't keep up.
Right. So we have this clear out, this empty side stuff happening. You got Bam and Kyle. Go ahead. So Kyle rejects the screen, and again, it gets a bit too deep for my liking. Mm-hmm. And then his cut, we do this thing where we cut right on top of the people we pass it to in the post. Yep. Run that back for me. So Kyle's going to overextend his penetration. Gets a bit deeper than he needs to. And he's small down there. He coming off the hammy, not having, you know, some of the burst. Cuts right on top. And then we just get, you know, not a good possession. But have space to get one. And at this point, we've gone away from Bam a little bit also. Bam had that first half, and then he didn't get as many touches in the second, which I think that made it a little bit of a disservice. And then last one, some defense. Really good rotations. Pause. So Max is back here, aware of what's happening with 11 over in the corner. Bam is making an attempt to get in front of Jason. But Vic is... helping in a way that doesn't take him out of position. He's not turning his back to where Jalen is over here. Go ahead. He helps. He's able to get out under control, not flying by. PJ rotates. Max comes up. Max gets his body in front. That's a good switch. Max is fighting mm-hmm. with Al down here. Kyle mm-hmm. is on ball. Bam is back there paying attention. And then, you know, it ends in this foul, but you know, like good possessions of defense
right.
That we have to finish, that we have to complete as we go throughout the game, right? When the teams are starting to make their run, just tighten the bolts a bit right. more. But I was proud with the resolve of this team tonight and not letting the ship just.
I want to ask you something about the defense, because I just saw in the chat, and these are the things that bother me when somebody has 40 or more or whatever. So someone in the chat just said Max got roasted by Jaylen Brown for 40. How does that work?
Explain
that to the audience that don't know.
It doesn't mean much of it. So it works by being, I guess, by being hunted. But Jaylen Brown is a good player. Like, and it came in that burst when it was like that run happening. It doesn't matter that he had 40, just as it didn't matter too much that Jason had 40 to start the game one. Like, this is a collective thing. We're not playing tennis. We're not playing golf. And like the rest of the pieces of it matter. I don't know if that's what you were looking for me to go to. Don't disagree with that comment, but yeah. Tiff, what are you getting at?
Well, my thing is that somebody gets 40, it ain't one person guarding them all night.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Because I'm going to tell you, by the time I get to 12, I'm looking over for somebody else to switch off on me. And that's what happened.
Like, in the last clip that Siobhan showed, the clip ended with Max Strus like guarding Al Horford, where he was not abused in the post forced to miss.
Right.
Like, that is why Max is such a valuable defender.
Right.
Like,
but the thing is, we know we don't have five shutdown defenders.
That's why we all do all that fucking switching.
That's what I was going to say.
So the Heat are the switchiest team in the NBA. So this is there's never one person destroying one player in general. Even if the Heat didn't switch as much, defense is a team concept in basketball. And so let's say you beat one guy off the dribble, the next guy's supposed to help. There's never really one guy's fault that a guy scores. It's a whole thing. Yeah. So I get, like, if you want to say this person gave this person this many points, but that's not how it works. I will say, though, it's really funny how Jalen Rose gets roasted for Kobe's 81 and Morris Peterson guarded him that whole game. So I'm going to contradict myself on that.
That's true.
But
God, I would take you out. You're looking crisp right now, Kenny.
Yeah.
I would guess
I've ever seen you.
Let's not jinx it.
I can see it.
You want to see my hat dirty, too.
No, let's not talk about it. Let's keep it.
Listen, this is a big win. We'd be remiss if we didn't show some highlights. So let's go to the ga-ga-ga-ga of the game.
Yeah.
Voice still makes me chuckle.
So Bam being aggressive as hell tonight on offense. Finally, we've been asking for it. We see it every and then.
Have not seen it
in the playoffs yet. So I just watched. Look at this fucking dunk from Bam here. This was just fucking sweet. 7.5 minutes left in the game.
It's a great slip, people.
Unbelievable.
Look at that. Look at that.
Beautiful assist by
Holy
Max.
Shit.
It's like a flying, that was slicing
fucking
knife.
And he can get that anytime.
If that's where he's going, if that's where he's going to take off from, yes.
This is what we were talking about.
Look
right, so
about.
Like he gets a ball about 10 seconds ago. He's not looking around. Oh, who's gonna shoot this ball? He got the ball with the intent to put the fucking ball in the basket.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we need that more from him. You cannot be afraid of the other team. I don't care how good they are on defense. You have the tools. You are a brick shithouse. Are you kidding me?
Look. You know what? Oh, go ahead.
No. That's it. Go.
Yeah, so I want to say, I want to give Spo credit, but I'm also going to give Frankie credit also. They ran that for Bam. They were running stuff for Bam tonight. They were getting him in post ups. They were getting him in these pick and rolls, getting him going towards the basket. So I'm going to credit Spo, and I'm going to credit Frankie for saying they should have been doing that for the past 3 years.
Absolutely. Going on to our last guy here, check this out. So this is at the end of the game, 48 seconds left. And look at that. Kyle, active. Kyle.
That's it.
Boom.
Game.
Is feisty and beautiful.
Head up. Look at that, though. Head is up.
Bounce, too, after stripping it, because his momentum was pulled out.
And we were not getting that without Kyle. There were I saw a lot of people out there saying, oh, we don't really need Kyle. Yeah. I mean, come on. We need a healthy Kyle.
We need a healthy Kyle, not a hobbled Kyle.
We needed every bit of Kyle tonight, especially with Jimmy going out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another teachable moment for the audience. Just because a team's playing well without a player doesn't mean they don't need them. It means they're doing other stuff.
We need everybody.
Yes.
Oh, we do need everybody.
We need everybody.
Oh, I was just gonna bring him in. He fucking left. That's why. Unbelievable.
Someone was like, "Oh, Miami didn't have anybody for MVP votes. Who were they?
Who
on
cares? Guess what? We still playing."
We still playing, for one. That's the shit that mattered the most. But this has been a unit the whole season.
Y'all, tell me something. Who won MVP?
Yeah, he got eliminated first round.
Right.
Where's the last MVP who won?
Who won the? Who was the runner up?
Joel, probably.
Who at home?
Right. Why does it matter?
It doesn't matter.
The only people with awards that are left are in this series right now.
Exactly. Yeah.
This is
great. That's it. Coach is gone.
That's it.
Coach should still be playing right now. Yep. The actual coach of the year. But it's smart. And then and Tyler. I mean Tyler, I'm pretty sure he's also at home. really haven't seen much from him.
Yeah, although we're struggling.
Although
we're struggling.
That's the thing with Tyler. Tyler can still go off at any moment. I mean,
and listen, I made that comment in the chat earlier that part of Tyler's problem is that he has a tendency to want to shoot himself into rhythm when he's not feeling it. And you can get away with that in the regular season. You can't do that in the playoffs. Yeah. Every possession matters. And at a certain point, you got to say, okay, you know what? we got to call it for tonight. And you saw Spo gave him a little bit of time in that second half. Let's see if you can get a couple shots there. Let's see if you can get into rhythm. If not, bring in Depot. And I'm all for that because in this series, in general, defense is going to win you championships. And I love Tyler, but the possessions are just too vital right now.
The announcers love Tyler, too. Did you notice that? Tiff. Yeah, what did they say tonight about Tyler?
What did Mark Jackson say? I would put Hero back in since he's struggling.
I mean, come on. And you want
Freudian?
You want to ask why you don't have a job yet?
Was it Freudian?
That wouldn't say it.
Hey!
Oh, what's up? He wins! It's a girl! He wins!
Yeah!
Congrats!
Listen, I was trying to get in on my fucking laptop. This shit is on the goddamn fritz. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, how y'all feeling tonight?
Oh, hey. Yeah, baby.
Hey.
Feeling good.
Doing okay?
Shake them up, baby. Shake them up.
Hey, wait. Are we packing Bam up? Are we packing people up?
Ben Simmons light? What?
Are we packing Bam up? 31 points? Packing a nigga up?
Packing Boston up.
Are we doing trade talk tonight?
Nope. Not on my fucking watch.
I'm not trying to go at no other sports game show, but you are fucking cowards. Listen, so many fucking cowards. You got your hoof off the ground. What are you doing? One goddamn game. One game. You all abandoned fucking shit. Goddamn coward. You know what? You know what I saw tonight? I saw fucking Duncan Robinson with a goddamn floater. I saw Kyle Lowry out here orchestrating the fucking offense. Just killing motherfuckers. I saw Jimmy Butler go down to the second half. And they said, okay, we ain't gonna score that much, but neither are you. That is what the fucking Miami Heat are all about. Okay, even when we can't score, neither are you. We are going to clamp that at Jason Tatum, the next coming of Kobe. Okay, I dare you. Only time I got nervous is when Jason Tatum went to the fucking locker room. Who's going to take long throws on the Celtics? Who's going to take fucking terrible shots? Without Jason Tatum, I don't know who's gonna take shitty shots from the Celtics. I when he came back in, I was like, oh, it's a wrap. We got this thing. We got him. Because all they was doing when Jason Tatum was in the locker room was taking smart shots. orchestrating good offense. Once Jason Tatum came back in, I was like, oh, we got him.
Whew, we can settle down.
I was looking, terrified. And do that shit again you did last. That was the whole defensive game plan. That bullshit you did last game, do it again. I dare you. I fucking dare you. Jaylen Brown, get 40. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Tell him. Get it by yourself.
I don't know if y'all. I don't know if y'all thought about the fake injury.
We did.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
let's talk about that more.
Bring him back in. Bring him back in.
Bring him back in.
Oh. Carry me to the bed. I got embarrassed. The only reason I can get that embarrassed is because my fucking ACL gave out. Oh no, wait.
Rass, do we have a Tatum face?
No.
Next line.